He randomly shoots, we think, three other kids and then quickly shoots himself. That is a very altered state for him to have been in, to be that violent. So we're going to hear more about, I think, the mental state, once again, of this young person.
A young girl.
And random shooting. Yeah, random shooting at peers. That's a terribly agitated state. And again, he walks in brandishing a shotgun. That's not a kid who is sort of diabolically planning something. That is a kid who is in a state that is altered. And then quickly, when he can't find the teacher, turns the gun on himself. There's more to be told here.
Oh, I'm sure this investigation is only beginning.
That's right. That's right. We may be able to understand in terms of motivation about what it is he had as a bone of contention with that teacher. But that does not explain, I don't care what is going on between him and that teacher, that does not explain the magnitude of the alteration of his mental state, the magnitude of the agitation a young person would have to manifest in order to walk into his own high school. Imagine this, not with a concealed weapon, brandishing a shotgun, and then randomly shooting peers, and then quickly turning that weapon on himself. That is not a kid in a normal mental state, in my estimation. Obviously, I'm speculating, but you've got to think about manias. You've got to think about drugs. You've got to think about other sorts of disorders, all of which in which an unregulated state of agitation can manifest in a young person. And again, what's going on in Colorado? I have a concern that there may be difficulty in Colorado intervening when there are the kinds of symptoms that suggest somebody's in trouble. I believe that's what we're going to see in Aurora. I'm concerned that's what we're going to see here, that people don't intervene with the same kind of intentionality that they need to. I'm concerned in that state in order to prevent this sort of thing. It's okay to help someone when they are about to move into a state where they can hurt themselves and other people. You are helping them by doing that, no matter how much they dislike it. And I have a concern that there might be a, I don't know if it's a cultural issue, a legal issue, or a medical issue that is preventing that from being carried out in that state.
But we've seen it elsewhere outside of Colorado, Dr. Drew, including in Newtown, Connecticut, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is. But there, at least, what you have is a parent in denial who seemingly, as we are learning more about this case, that case, did not want to intervene, did not want to admit to herself she had a paranoid, agitated, violent, plotting child on her hands. It's difficult to deal with as a parent. No parent wants to deal with that. But it seems like there's a system problem. Aurora, the school had been intervening in that kid. Well, I wonder what we're going to find out about this child and what this school might have been dealing with him.